The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's music time. Larissa Nolan and John Cadell from RockyLike.com are with us. And you want to start with Morrissey. Why? What's he done now?
Well, he hasn't done anything. It's a concert goer at his gig in San Diego a couple of nights back. There was a bit of a stage invasion, as is pretty common in Morrissey gigs. You know, the fans all get up on the stage and he hugs them and they try and take pieces of his hair, what's left of it, and all that sort of stuff. But this guy apparently was a bit over-enthusiastic and security had to get involved. Then there was stories abounding that he had tried to attack Morrissey. And this was all over the press over the last couple of days. But Morrissey has come out and said, fictitious reports by TMZ that I was attacked. He said, no, it was a perfectly nice night. Lovely crowd. There's nothing negative to report. So he has just come out and completely closed it down.
And he's also made a rare TV appearance on the James Corden show, which of course raises the possibility, could Morrissey do carpool karaoke?
I know, that'd be just the end for me. If Morrissey did carpool karaoke, we might as well throw the hat at it, as my mother would say. But
would you be in favour of it? No,
no, I can't stand
Why?
That James Corden carpool.
Nor can I.
It's just irritating beyond belief, as he is, by the way. I don't know how he ever got anywhere, but you look, he did. People seem to like it. But he's covering, I didn't know this, but he's covering, I've never heard Morrissey doing a cover before.
Yeah.
And he's covering The Pretenders, Back in the Chain Gang. And there's a bit of a history there, John,
yeah,
I believe.
He's recorded this for the deluxe edition, the forthcoming deluxe edition of his album Low in High School. And this is sort of a payback, because a few years back on the Pirate Radio box that they released, the Pretenders covered Every Day Is Like Sunday very well, but of course it doesn't hold a candle to Morrissey's.
And
but
of course, yeah, Chrissy and Morrissey both prefer humans, or animals, should I say, obviously,
yes,
to humans.
They do.
So that's the connection there between,
huge
between the two of them.
I think
rights.
We may have a bit of audio from the James Corden show. Song I've always liked. Well, you're the musical expert. Was that guitar out of tune?
Yes, I would imagine maybe the studio lights warped the guitar string or something. Yeah, that guitar was slightly flat. Absolutely.
I think it sounded great though. His voice suited the track, well, and the crowd were loving it.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, Morrissey and Chrissy Hynde are very similar in their lyrics. They're very similar in their outlook. They have this sort of very healthy cynicism. Now, Morrissey's gone off the rails, let's not be coy, over the last couple of years with some of his views.
That's another conversation for another day. But actually, if you drill down into what he says a lot of the time, he's right. For example, when he was talking about this stage invasion thing, he was saying that he wasn't just shutting down the rumours. He was saying the press seems enraged with the fact that they have nothing negative to report. Because what they wanted to say was, Morrissey says all these outrageous things and everybody's, you know, invading the stage in protest. But it clearly wasn't like that at all. Now, I know other people would agree that he's gone off the rails, but personally, I don't.
At all?
No, not at all. Not at all. But then again, Chrissy Hynde gets a bit of that as well. So, you know, the two of them, again, very, very similar.
Didn't she say once that she wanted to firebomb a very well-known fast food chain? And she got into trouble for that. She's been arrested at various PETA walks and all sorts of stuff. But she's badass. Chrissy Hynde is a badass.
She is, but I loved what Morrissey said about Posh and Bex, if anyone calls them that anymore. He said they should be dragged to the edge of the village and flogged. So, like, you know, he says these things a lot of the time that are kind of taken out of context, or the satire is taken out of them, I think.
Incidentally, Matt, you know I'm a sucker for middle eights, and that song, Back in the Chain Gang, has one of the greatest middle eight back lead-ins in history.
Okay. Now, there's some big gigs on this week in Ireland. We'll talk about two of them. I suspect that although they are filling out the Three Arena on Friday evening, when I mention this band's name, I suspect you will groan, John. Mumford & Sons?
They're just a bit... They just don't add anything to the cultural discourse at all.
They're, I mean, they're a bit just, like, you know, they're like the folk band.
They're,
you know,
grand.
In mass or in church when you were younger. Somebody had a folk band in the end. And it was, you know, all this. I think that's what they remind me of. And I actually, they're one of those bands as well. I kind of struggle to think of their songs. See, they all sound the same.
They have one song that they repeat in variations all the time.
Yeah. In fairness, I must say two things in defence of Mumford & Sons. Their last album, there wasn't a banjo to be found on it. But apparently there wasn't a sale to be found either. But also, Marcus Mumford has great taste in music. So I don't
other
know.
Other people's music.
Yeah,
it?
I don't know why right. his music is so.
Well, who does he like? Because I find that sometimes you don't like a band and then you find out actually they love great stuff as well. Where did it go wrong?
He's a great man for getting involved in these sort of like all-star jams with and sort of collaborations with Elvis Costello. He's huge into Bob Dylan. He has all these sort of touch points, but none of it seems to make it into his elevator music.
Yeah, he's kind of, there's something sort of, you know, there's something charming about him though. Maybe that's part of it. I like his sort of oldie worldy charm.
Yeah, but that's just a shtick. I mean, he doesn't go around like that. He doesn't go around dressed like that.
Great name though, Marcus Mumford. That's about it. That's it.
We have a track from the new album, which is out this Friday. This is called If I Say.
The innocence in your face bled out without a trace. You won without an enemy. Ill without a remedy. As night bleeds into night, and I know I came off better than you, it doesn't mean that I feel better. It doesn't mean that I feel better. Let it shine on, let it shine on us. And if I say I love you, well then I love you. And if I say I love you, well then I love you. And if I say I love you, well then I love you.
I'm going to surprise you, John. I actually quite like that.
Well, yeah, but it's like, if you're going to sing, open your mouth and sing. You know, it's like his mouth is half shut.
It's like in the 90s when everybody sang like that.
Yeah. But, you know, Little Lion Man was their huge song. We were trying to think off air, Little Lion Man. But,
Yeah, I always forget their songs. Actually, I just remembered as well. But Morrissey did, actually, I do remember Morrissey did another cover. He did Gilbert O'Sullivan, just to set the record straight. I can't remember which track, but okay. I know he did one.
I can imagine he'd do something like Alone Again Naturally.
He did the other one, and I just forgot.
Nothing Rhymed.
That's it. He did Nothing Rhymed. Of course he did.
Yeah, sorry, Matt, we're just talking amongst ourselves.
Okay, this listener here, is this correct? TC and Drum Condra says, neither of your music experts getting to the point that Johnny Marr was a member of the Pretenders for a while. Big link miss there, was he?
Ooh, it was a big link miss. Sorry about that.
Briefly, yes. Only now that your texter says it, yes.
But when Morrissey's in the room or you're talking about Morrissey, it's just all about Morrissey. But that is, yeah, good link. Well spotted.
Yes.
Morrissey doing covers is nothing new. Didn't he do versions of That's Entertainment?
Yes.
Satellite of Love?
Yeah.
East West? And one of the deal breakers for Johnny Marr was Morrissey's insistence on covering Cilla Black's Work is a Four-Letter Word, which Johnny Marr later said was one of the final nails in the coffin for the Smiths.
I only remember, the one that stands out for me only is Gilbert, but I haven't heard him do covers before personally.
That's Entertainment version is great, yeah.
Kurt Vile and Violators are playing Vicar Street tomorrow night.
That'll be a good one. That'll be a good gig. His new album is great, Bottle It In it's called, and it's really, really good. He brings out albums every other year. He's pretty prolific and very, very melodic. He's got a real knack for a tune.
See, I think completely the opposite. I think he's like anti-music, you know. It's like just all this reverb and, you know, a few chords and just like sort of downy music. You can never, like, I would find it difficult now I listened to some of the stuff today and I find it difficult to pull out of my head, you know, a chorus from Kurt Vile.
But, you know, some of the best music doesn't reward you on first listen. You have to make an effort.
I've heard loads of their stuff and The War on Drugs and I just don't get it. I just don't get it at all. I can't remember. They're one of those bands that their stuff is just forgettable for me. And, you know, I remember once I was saying to somebody, The War on Drugs kind of like Foreigner for people who didn't pass their leaving cert or something. It's just just dreadful old dirge.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Kurt Vile. This is from the latest album, Bottle It In. This is Mutinies.
The mutinies in my head keep staying. I take pills and pills, try and make him go away. Small computer in my hand exploding. I think things are way easier with a regular telephone. Impunity and disillusion, man. I guess we see now just how far that went. Jupiter and Saturn, I think I'm noticing a pattern. The mutinies in my head keep staying. I take pill and pill, try and make him go away. The little man in my head take over, drive me mad, and then I drive away.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, okay,
John.
That is a bit crap. That's a bit crap, that's all.
You know, if you were to like him, just go back and listen to Black Francis. Go back and get Frank Black's entire solo collection and,
but,
you know,
now,
hear,
you were raving about Villiers and Rightly last week. That isn't a million miles away from something that
yes,
Conor
it is.
O'Brien
it actually
would.
Is a million miles away.
There's a bit of life in Villiers compared
yeah,
to
loads
that.
Of life. Loads of, it's not just, you know, it's he can write a pop hit, he can write a lovely swirling ballad. I think there's
so
actually
Kurt
officially
Vile.
A million miles away from them.
But I mean, okay, that song isn't a great song. I'll grant you that. But he is a great talent.
Well, he'll pack out Vicar Street. I remember. Yeah. I remember who used to play Whelans. Great name again, a bit like Marcus Mumford. Great name, but yeah. But that's about it.
Oh, Lord.
Shame about the music.
Lots of comments flying in. Jenny says, if you haven't heard Morrissey doing covers, you urgently need to check out his version of Moon River. Another one says, Morrissey loves covers so much, he's about to release a covers album called California Sun, which will include a Tim Buckley song, It Happens Every Time. There
okay,
you are.
Good.
We didn't
stuff.
Do them on. Anyway, there's no point in arguing about this, but he didn't do them on his albums.
No, he used to reserve them for B-sides. Mm, I think,
or for
yeah.
maybe, you know,
one-offs.
Appearances
although,
like that.
Although Satellite of Love was a single.
We see, there you go. We can't be wrong.
Roland in Dublin says, could you please let Larissa know that she'll have to spend a little longer than a distracted half hour listening to Kurt Vile's new album to get the full view of his ability? The guy will have longevity in this industry. He is a genius, says Ronan.
I listen, and John's saying that as well, but I have listened to him for a very, very long time and related bands. I just don't get it. Doesn't mean that other people don't find him brilliant.
What about the Interpol gig starting on Sunday for 3 nights, says one listener.
Yes, and now I love Interpol. I'm not sure if the others in the studio here agree with me.
They're grand in the same way that the National and Editors are grand. They're just there.
Yeah, Turn on the Bright Lights is a great album though.
So yeah, I mean, I'm sure the gigs will be brilliant for the Believers, but I just wouldn't be arsed.
Okay, but you're more into talking about the Backstreet Boys.
Well, there's a particular thing about the Backstreet Boys that just made me laugh when I was researching for the slot tonight. They're playing in the Three Arena next year on the back of their new album called DNA, which is their first LP in 6 years. But listen to this. For the album, Backstreet Boys, inverted commas, analysed their individual DNA profiles to see what crucial element each member represents in the group's DNA.
That's taking it seriously, and rightly so, because what a great band.
Isn't that just the best line you've read in a pure press
release?
Well,
aptly, the bit of music we're going to play is Everybody.
Okay.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah, am I original? Yeah, am I the only one? Yeah, am I sexual? Yeah, am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Everybody, yeah, rock your body, yeah, everybody, rock.
fan, Larissa?
Yeah. Oh my God, we're back again. You know, you hear them saying that. I actually feel excited listening to them because they're just a really good band that write really good songs. I mean, look, there's kind of a Halloween-y vibe off that song.
They're not
there?
A band.
Ah, they are. What do you mean they're not a band?
You're not a band unless you play instruments.
They're the Backstreet Boys.
They're a group.
Okay, fair enough. But they have brilliant songs. Quit Playing Games with My Heart. What else do they have? I Want It That Way. Great vocalists. I'm sure they probably are. They probably play a bit here and there. It never really bothered me whether they did or not. They're like the boy band it's okay to like, though.
Let's do your picks of the week before we run out of time. What's your one, John?
Well, I've gone for who I think is one of the primary purveyors of perfect pop in the 21st.
What perfect alliteration on your part.
Thank you. And indeed for the last 15 or 25 years of the 20th century as well. Paul Heaton, who? Well, he was the main guy in the House Martins, The Beautiful South. And a few years ago, he got back together with Jackie Abbott from The Beautiful South. And they have to date released 3 albums and they're just majestic. But he has dominated the pop charts, certainly from 86 to, I think, 2003 or so with The Beautiful South. And now he's just doing what he wants to do and having great success with Jackie Abbott as well.
Yeah,
the track you've chosen?
Sorry.
Well, it is an obvious one, but it's just so great. There's never a bad time to hear this song. It's Happy Hour.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Cause you speak a different language and it's never something real to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something real to me. No. It's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps over gone by mass and he saws me. Good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the mouths. Love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, when you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe
it. It turns out Larissa's an even bigger fan than you, John.
Yeah, I mean, well, rightly so.
Let her speak for herself.
I think they're probably one of the best British bands of all time. My favourite, probably I listen to them more than anyone in the 90s. Clever lyrics, just brilliant, witty social commentary, political, social relationships, everything's in there. And it's just with the wonderful voice of Paul Heaton.
And they have
amazing
that thing
band
that Squeeze have sometimes where they have these really pretty melodies.
Yes.
And the lyrics, it's like the iron fist beneath the velvet
glove. Yes, dark, yes, yes.
What's your pick of the week?
So mine is an Irish band, called a Dublin band indeed, called Strand. And they have a new LP out. A new record out. Is that what we say at the weekend?
Album?
They have a new album out.
Can't Trust the Rain.
Can't Trust the Rain is the new. It's Neil Toner from the Dixons, the brilliant music mathematician, Neil Toner. This is fantastic. It's got great influences of like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Byrds. For me, it's kind of an intersection between country and psychedelia. And the track I've picked is called Country That You Came From.
The country that you came from is gone. I suffered a heart attack, broken its back in a backlash. The country that you came from is gone. Left on a hate train, never coming home like I stayed again. Mama, don't you wish for it? Mama, don't you wish for it? Mama, don't you wish? Cause something that you're made from is wrong. Did I have to tell you that? Did you have to steal it back? Witchcraft, something that you're made from
bit like Kurt Vile, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking that's the, you know, Kurt Vile's song that we played was just an acoustic guitar and a voice, but it wasn't as arresting in any way.
No, that is much sweeter, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it draws you in. Yeah.
Strand is it's just full of emotion. I think that song is international standard. It's really, really good.
So the band again, Strand, and the album is?
It's called Can't Trust the Rain.
Thank you very much, both of you, Larissa Nolan and John Cadell, as ever, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.